morning. Hakotiyon. Past week in Seches Elvin, Daf Ein Aleph. We'll start with the Mishnah on Daf Ein Aleph. We'll start with the Mishnah on Daf Ein Aleph. Baal Bayis Shai Shukr V'Shchenev V'Zeh B'Yayin V'Zeh B'Yayin. A Baal Bayis that was in partnership with his neighbors. Zebiyayin. With each of his Shechenim, he was in a partnership with Sikh in Yayin. They both owned wine together with this one and that one. Einon Tzirchen Ha'aretz. If this is a situation, as Rashi explained, that we're talking about that they were shutfin, not regarding the sheet of Nevuas that we're talking about over here. Sam, a sheet of, they had a partnership not concerning this, then the Mishnah is coming to say that they can rely on that for the sheet of. They don't have to make a separate collection, the shame sheet of. However, Zok the Mishnah, Zebiyana Zebishem and Tichanar. However, if this Reuven is a partner, is a previous partner with Shimon and Yain and with Levi and Shem and then Tzrich and Aaron. The Mishnah over here is making a difference, apparently, that in order to use a previous partnership, that we could rely on that for the Shittuf, the Mishnah makes a difference whether it's Zebiyan or Zebiyan or Zebishem or Zebiyan. Whether it seems like it's the same min or not the same min, we'll see the Gemara. Rashi says, "Look, Rashi, shoy shutuf mishchena v'movi shavimovi l'shem shutuf ba'amu lo l'shem shutuf." This that they were partners in this item, like we mentioned before, wasn't for the purpose of coming together for shutuf l'shem shutuf ba'amu. Now we're discussing over here shutuf mavuos, because that's when Shaminim could be used. We'll see. We saw it's Dafka Pass. Zokt Rashi, Zebiyan and Zebiyayin. The Gemara Mukhila Bukhayech. Rashi tells us that the Gemara has conditions that when this works, even when it's the same in Zebiyan and Zebiyayin. This case over here is not considered one partnership, and we can't rely on that. Since it's split in kelim, so Rashi already is letting us what the Gemara says, that the point over here would seem to be that it's the kelim. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav says of a kli echad. This at the Mishnah says that we could rely on a partnership of the Zebiyan and Zebiyayin. It's all wine, Dr. Rav, but it must be kli echad. Meaning to say like this, that we might have learned the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is coming to say that if we have two separate kelim, Yayin, that we have two people that are partners in this barrel, and have another one that the middle person and someone else is a shutuf in the second barrel, being that it's all wine, so that's sufficient. That's sufficient. On that, Rav comes to say that no, that's not what the Mishnah means, and we can't rely on something like that. It has to be b'kli echad. And as we'll see, so according to that, then when the Mishnah talks about the next case, Zeh B'Yayin, Zeh B'Shemen, the point isn't so much that it's two minim, because even if it was the same min, even if it's both Yayin, if it wasn't B'Kli Echad, which Kipshutai, we'll see, that's what that case is talking about, it will be the same thing. And you know, as Tosfos points out in the Gemara, in the Hamshach HaGemara, that the fact that the second case of the Mishnah is two minim is really Lav Dafka, really the difference is one kli and two kelim, and the Mishnah just picked a case of something which min astam is in base kelim. That's why the Mishnah picked two different meanings. But the truth of the matter is that if it was one min, even if it's all yayin, the difference is according to Rav whether it's all in one kli or in two kelim. Look, Rashi, Omer Rav b'kli echad shukulan haya shutfusan b'kli echad. It was all in one kli. Avushne kelim loy. If it was in two kelim, it wouldn't help. Okay, Rashi asks on the Gemara before that we see that two kelim is okay, and Rashi makes a difference whether it was originally collected for the purpose of Erev. It was collected for the purpose of Erev and then there wasn't enough room in one kli. That's where it could be sufficient even two kelim. But in our situation, which originally it wasn't the same Erev, you want to rely on a pre-existing shutzis partnership, then it's dafka b'kliyechad. Zotim ma'omar Rava, deka nami. Rava says that the Mishnah itself would seem to be meduyik, the rai in the Mishnah itself to what Rav said. Rav conditioned the Mishnah to kliyechad. Zotim Rava, I see in the Mishnah a reference to such a thing. The katan l'zeba yana zeba shemen tzuichin la'arim. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, when it talks about the case that you cannot rely on Tzichon La'arev, it talks about Zebayan Zebashemin. Zokt Rava Esal, Yam B'Shlom HaReish B'Kliyechad, Yisef B'Shnei Kelim. If we were to say, like Rav told us, that the Reish is talking about B'Kliyechad, that's why it's good in the Sefer is B'Shnei Kelim. That's really the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Sharper, then it's understandable. Then we understand the difference. That the reason why the Reish is good is because they have to have the ear has to be joined all in one keli. And the second case in the Sefer, it's no good. It's because of Shnei Kelim. And like we mentioned over here, if you look in the Tosfos on the side, you see the Tosfos, third Tosfos on the page. Tosfos says, "Who are din yayim v'yayim bebeis kelim?" Right, and according to this, that the same din would apply, whether even if it's both yayim. Abu Uchadim also nokat. Right, that Tana picks the normal case when you have something to kelim, but the point is the fact that it's two kelim. Shaper. And that thing Mara says, then it's understandable the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Then we can understand why the two separate halachas over here. Eli Amri, getting back to the Gemara now. Eli Amri, Reish b'shnei kelim. But were you to say not like Rav, and you were to learn that when the Mishnah says Zebayayin Zebayayin, that's good even two kelim. Eli Amri, Reish b'shnei kelim. This Sefer b'shnei kelim. Mal yayin v'yayin, mal yayin v'shemen. On that, Rava says that we're to disagree with Rav and say that we're all talking about two kelim, and the difference in the Reish and the Sefer is the meaning. On that, saying that's not understandable. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's one min or two minim? If two kelim is good, so then it should be good even if it's two different minim. Now, the explanation on that would be as follows. Because if you hold that two kelim is good, so that means that as long as there's some kind of link between the people that are living in the Mavi, that's good. So yayin v'yayin, how would that work? That would work, Mara is saying, because since you have Reuven, who's a shutav to Shimon in this, and a shutav to Levi in that, so that links them together. And you need to say that even by yayin v'yayin, the fact that it's one min doesn't help me anymore, but the point is going to be then, hagam etzim zukelim, but the fact that we have a common shutav over here is what links everyone together, so if so, fetig mor, so what's the difference if that the shutav over here is with yayin, and the shutav over here is with Shimon? You still have the common partner that links everyone together. That's the more thing over here. That Rav is being the Rai, that if you look at the Mishnah and you take Mishnah at first glance, that the Mishnah is talking about two Kalim, on that Rav says, I wouldn't understand what the difference in the meaning is going to be. As long as you have the common partner, that'll link everyone. So it must be that the real difference that the Mishnah is coming to say is one Kali and two Kalim. And don't be fooled by the fact that the Mishnah says, Yayin v'yayin, Yayin v'shem, because that's not really the point. The point and the difference is that the Reisha is Kli Echad. That's the Milo of the Reisha. The Sefer is talking about Beis Kalim, like we saw from the places, that the Tana picked a case which we could assume is talking about Beis Kalim, that's Nastam, when it's two different meanings, it's from two different Kalim. So that's really what the Mishnah means to say, and that's what Rava means to say, Dekanami, that derived from the Mishnah itself, that you see from the two cases, the Mishnah says, the Reish and the Sefer, that the only way to understand why there should be a difference in Din would only be if you understand that the difference really is whether it's one Kali or two Kalim. Therefore, the Din of the Reish that says, Yayin b'yayin, is that for the Kliyecha. Case of Sofa, we have a Rav, and Rava brings the Rai from the Mishnah. Omalei Abai, the Mor continues. Omalei Abai. Abai says, no, there's no Raya from the Mishnah. Akoponim, he's arguing on the Raya. Right? More than that, he's not Mukhrach. But he's saying the Raya from the Mishnah wouldn't be. Omalei Abai, Yayin v'yayin, Roi la'arav, Yayin v'shemen, Ein Roi la'arav. On that, Abai says that as far as Mishnah is concerned, you could have learned that even base Kalim is good. And what is the Milo of Minechad? The Milo of Minechad that it's Roi La'arev. That it's something which could be mixed together. Once it already could be mixed together, the fact that it's not actually together is not going to be Ma'akiv. The Rishonim referred to a concept of Bila Kol Roi La'bila Ein Bila Ma'akeves. So if Abai says that to bring a Rai from the Mishnah, that we're not forced to say like Rav from the Mishnah, like Rava wanted to say, because we could have explained the Mishnah, even if the din was that we're talking about Beis Kalim in the Reish and the Sefer, Beis Kalim, the Minecha is good, Mishnei Minim it's not good, we can still understand the difference, because the fact that says that it's one Min, it's Roi La'arev, it's possible to mix them together and they'll become mixed. So that's why we're able to view it as if it's all together.
Like
however,
mix or shemen?
Well, we'll see in the Gemara a little bit later, right? Whether that means that means practically people don't mix it or taka doesn't mix. Doesn't become one thing. Mm-hmm. Right? And we'll see in the Gemara.
What does bila mean?
Bila means mixing.
Mixing.
That concept comes from the halacha in mincha, mm-hmm. As far as the oil and the flour, that is in a bila to be ma'akev. So the more talks about over there that if the proportion of shemen and flour is such that it could be mixed, then the fact that it was not mixed is not ma'akev. But if you have such a large amount of flour that the amount of shemen there really can't properly be mixed in, then Marcus Beatles Machavis. Okay. Let's see the Rashi.
I don't understand. What is Rova's proof? If Rova wanted to make his proof, then it would have made a lot more sense if the beginning and the Sefer both said it was Yain. And then you could say, yeah, but the difference in the ratio was it was a one Kli and the second was Taka two Kalim. The fact that it is separating it by mean, maybe. If anything, should not point to the issue of whether it's one clear or two clear.
Right. So see, he's really coming from something in Svara. Right. At first glance, the Mishnah seems to make a difference between one min and two minim. But and that he's coming to say is that were it to be that both cases are in Beis Kalim and the difference is in the minim, then he's saying in Svara, I don't understand what the difference is. Right?
Why?
So and we explain what he meant to say, because he understood that the only way that in two separate kalim you can make a shutuf is a shutuf between these three is because you have a common partner. That means like this. That means that I'm a partner with you in this, right? And I'm a partner with him in that. So it's two separate things. The fact that we have a common partner, that'll link us together. So if that's true, so is there any reason why we have to be the two partnerships have to be in the same min?
So you have to work really hard to avoid the issue that the fact is that it's the same min. Because that would be the more obvious.
You're right. He's saying it like this. You have what the Mishnah seems to say, which definitely the reading of the Mishnah definitely seems to imply the difference in one min and two minim. But on that, Rav is coming to say that I wouldn't follow. I wouldn't understand how the two halachas work. In Sfar, it wouldn't make sense to me that it should be a difference whether it's one min and two minim if really two kalim work. Because once two kalim work, it means that the truth is that they really have nothing to do with each other. They're really two separate mm-hmm. shutzim, but the fact that you have a common shutzim, mm-hmm. that's what joins them. Mm-hmm. If that's so, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what he's saying. That's why I don't understand it. So therefore, it must be that's not really the point of the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's where he's coming from. And then Abai is saying over here that even in Beis Kalim, there would be a way to understand what the Mila of yayin is the fact that yayin is roi to be ma'ariv, could be mixed together. And what he seems to be saying over here is an understanding that not just I'm a common link, but the fact that it's meaning which are roi la'ariv, so we talk to see it as if it's mixed, right? That's what he's saying, right? That's his chiddush over here.
Mm-hmm.
So just a common, it's just a common partner, then I don't need a roi la'ariv. Right, so that's what he means to say over here. Let's see the Rashi. Yain v'yain, rei la'av hilchach af di d'lo yav ve samchina nalei. Okay. So this is the shita of the Tana Kama in our Mishnah. According to the way the Rav explains the Gemara, kliyachon, we need kliyachon. Let's see the next piece of Moedim, we'll come back and we'll see the halacha here. The Sefer of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon Amei Echad Zev Echad Zein Nen Tzich in Ha'aretz. Reb Shimon says, no, both the Reisha and the Sefer is Ein Tzich in Ha'aretz. He seems to hold that Lezeh B'Yayin Lezeh B'Shemen is also good. On that, the Gemara asks the question right away, Rafilu lezeh b'yayin lezeh b'shemen. So Dr. Rashi b'tmiya. Question. Right? Does the Gemara, Reb Shimon seems to be saying that even two minim is good. How is that possible? Holei chozei laruvei. There's no way to be ma'ariv them. No way to be ma'ariv them. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Hochma Askinen Bechoter Shebein Shnei Mevuas. Now the Gemara asked this question, and the Gemara holds that it's a strong question. There's no way of explaining Reb Shimon at face value, which we shouldn't even talk about, and they bring rise from this, because if you really think about what we discussed before, that there was a possibility in the Gemara, if you would argue on Rav, and you'd say, I said common link idea, so really that could work. And on that really was the raya from the Tanna Kamma, that the Tanna Kamma can't be Beis Kalim, because then what's the difference? But we had an explanation really at that point, really, when if you use the common link, then that could explain even Beis Minim, and that will really explain Reb Shimon. Right? Maybe that's a pshat in Reb Shimon. Right? So you see over here that svara doesn't stand aliba de emes. Right? Seems to be, right? Because then we really could have explained that with Reb Shimon. It's something that the Rishonim talk about. Right? That there was some kind of svara that did exist at one point in the previous piece of Gemara. Okay, but you see from over here the Gemara. That the Gemara doesn't entertain such a possibility according to Aliba de Emes, and therefore the Gemara asks, how do we understand Reb Shimon? But that Gemara says as follows. Omar Rabba. This is Rabba's explanation of Reb Shimon, that in truth Reb Shimon is not arguing on what we discussed until now. And that's why it was very important to see the Gemara, or to know how the Gemara explains Mishnayos, even though at first face value this Mish looks like, you know, Shimon's arguing on the Rabbanan. But as we see, according to the Gemara over here, he's really talking about something else. We're talking about the new case that you have a chatah between two mevuahs, and actually we're discussing about making two separate shtufin over here. Reb Shimon Taimei and Reb Shimon Shita, he's going to Shitase. This is the previous machlekes which we had before, a question of a gzeira. A case over there that was discussing if we have three chaseres which open into each other. You have three chaseres and they didn't all join together. What happened was the outer ones made a Erev with the with the inner ones. So we have two separate Erevin, right? Outer with the middle and middle with the other outer over here. Allah is himutaris iman himutaris ima. Shimon holds that the two Erevin are good, and they'll work as they were made. He muteris imoin. The middle one is muter with the outer ones. Vehein mitan imo. And there, each one individually is muter with the middle one. And the two outer ones are awesome because they don't have a direct eruv between them. And fine, instead of two eruvim, this is good. Mikra din, this is how it should be. The abonon sheet over there are geizer. There's a gzeir over there that the abonon hold. That being that the two outers were not misarved together, so we're concerned that if there's a transit between the inner and the outers, we're afraid that something might end up being brought from the outer, from one to the outer, next. And if we're about in such a situation, then it's awesome. So what the Gemara wants to have is that what Reb Shimon saying over here, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, Einin Tzrichim La'arav, and the Mishnah over here is in truth, like the Gemara says, that this really can't link everyone together. Right? These are Beis Minim, right? Over here, Beis Kalim, definitely can't make it into one Erev. Right? We're discussing two separate Erevim over here. Chotah Ben Shnei Shutzpin, and Reb Shimon Latayim, they are not Geizer, so therefore it could exist two separate ones, even though the outers are also each other, we're not Geizer. Right? And this is, he's going to Shitase, because in truth, the Rabbana argue and said they're Geizer B'chai Gavna. Let's see the Rashi on this. Zok Rashi, Shabein Beis Mavuos, V'loy B'shitzuf D'mavi Echad Ka'omar. And this is what the Gemara is changing. Zok the Gemara, you're right. Like the Gemara asked. There's no way in Beis Minim over here to make it into one Erev. Therefore, Hashem must be talking about some other kind of situation. Ela im ze nishtat abayim ze im ze b'shemen u'shnei erivin hem. We're talking about two separate erivin. This one was made with yayim, this one made with shemen. What's the issue of b'shemen l'taym is Omar? He says, chose echad yichel arav beiz erivin. One chose can make two erivin in beiz mevuos. Two separate mevuos. V'aval pishra shitfu ha beiz mevuos yachad. Even though the two mevuos are not joined together. Hochanami, okay, this is a short talk about this, right? This Hochanami is what we're talking about, right? It's not that, it wasn't, right? Rashi would be mad, we're talking about somebody else, and now we're bringing that to here, right? Afa pish en ha-shitif m'chuber yachad v'loi hutru m'vua zung zu, and even though the outers, the two m'vuas, are not joined together, and therefore you can't carry from one to the next, Himutaris Mishnehem, Veloy Gazrinan, this is the point, this is Reb Shimon Shita, Veloy Gazrinan, Dilma Ose Lafuke Kalim, Sheshavs, Vimovizeh, Movizeh, Dechotzu. And we're not concerned that being that there's movement from the outer to the inner, so it might end up that a Kalim, which is in the outer Movi, which will be brought into the Movi on the other side, will not graze them.
should be better this way, no? That if it was separate, with different, two different meaning, then it would look like two different even that they shouldn't really.
Well, I mean, on Shabbos, no one really is looking at, you know, what was right. They just see what's going on, right? Now that's the exception.
And the minimum is badaka. Minimum of Yerushim is badaka, right?
Yeah, I mean,
isn't that the big two minimum? Right.
What if it would have been?
Oh, teachers halacha the Tanei that's mutter to even though the two elements.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, probably. What he's mentioned to minim is, according to this Gemara, is that's really helping us know that he must be referring to that case, right? Because it's not clear what he's talking about. From the way it's said over here, it would sound like he's talking about the same case as the Tanakhama. So I guess the way understand it is that he picked a case which, like the Gemara asks, definitely can't be talking about one Erev, because like the Gemara says, there's no way that could work. So that's what gets us to know really what he's talking about. Many times the Mishnahs do such a thing. Tana doesn't tell us exactly what the case is, but he says a halacha which forces us to realize that he's talking about something else.
Right? Can't that's be that saying that even though with one Erev you can't use the same min, but if he's doing two separate Erevs, then you can use two minim. In other words, he's using two minim specifically,
right,
to tell you that in such a case that would be okay, even though if they were trying to do it all together, that wouldn't work.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, when something like that.
The Russian Mishnah, I don't know if it's always this way, but the Russian Rimer, she's Russian of Machoikis, Omar is usually Russian, maybe there's another scribe, but
I don't know if you haven't checked the quote. Yes, I finished.
Like, if you look at the fifth Mishnah Perek, the Chelkin, I think, Rimer, and Gamliel was just saying, well, nice, to add to the halacha, because in a Omar Gamliel. Obviously, I see not the Mishnah Perek, but obviously it's not the case here, like my.
Yeah, I'm feeling more having a problem with that. Okay, let's see over here. Where the next Rashi go? Let's see the Gemara. Go to Gemara. Omle Abaye. Omle Abaye midomi. Hosam katani shtaim hachitze masuris. Hocho katani einzichim arev klal. Abaye says that there's a mashmoit in our Mishnah which would not seem to be that this is what Mishnah is coming to say. Because over there, when we have this case, when we have the Tzvichateres, the din is, Shtayim Chitzenes Asuris, the two outers are Osir. Hocho Katan Ein Tzvichim Arev. Over here, the Mishnah says Ein Tzvichim Arev. Sounds like it's not necessary to make an Erev. It sounds like that everyone is mutter. There's no necessity to make an Erev. So according to what Rav is learning, the truth is that it is Tzvichim Arev. Means the outer ones, if there is a necessity still to make an Erev, not everything's taken care of. You're limited. Right? And as of the chaseis that we're talking about, there's a limitation that the outer ones can't bring one to the next. The Mishnah says in Tzvichim Arev, in Tzvichim Arev would seem to be that it's not necessary to make an Erev. Everything is taken care of. This is what Abaye asks on Rabbah's explanation. And that Rabbah says that we could explain Mai Tzvichim Arev Shcheni Badi Baal Abayis. When it says in Tzvichim Arev, it doesn't mean to say that all the everyone over here are all set. That's not what it means. Ein tzrich la'arav means shchein b'had b'al b'ayis. Avo shchein b'had y'adol tzrich la'arav. But lo'olam, that the shcheinim, they still are limited, and if they want to have the full mobility of carrying around, then Erev is still necessary. So Rabbah is not so concerned about his dik. He says that we could explain the Mishnah, even though it's ein tzrich la'arav, we could limit the ein tzrich la'arav to the middle one, to the Adam of voice, that's all it means. It doesn't have to mean more than that, and therefore we can understand that that's what the Mishnah means. According to Rabbah, again, the Sefer Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, is discussing a different case. That means that there's no machlekes at all concerning that first case. That if we want to make one shittuf, then everyone agrees that Beis Minim is not going to help us. That's what comes out according to this. I can more add, Beis Minim, how could it help? Zot Amor, you're right, you can't help. What's Rosh Hashanah talking about? Someone doesn't get it. Zot Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Omar. Rabbi Yosef argues on Rabbi in explaining Shittus Rabbi Shimon. Based on Rabbi Shimon, Rabbonim, we put Rabbi Yosef Ben Uri, Rabbonim, come with Sugi. Zot Rabbi Yosef that there is a machlekes over here. There is a machlekes on, we're all talking about making one Shittus. And we ask the question that Shemin and Yayin Beis Minim not Roy, not even Roy La'aris. So on that Rabbi Yosef is reminding us of a machlekes that we have machlekes Tanoim in Tfuyayim, and based on that machlekes we can understand of Shittus Reb Shimon. The book of Reich Menuri V'Abon Kamefligi, this name. The Mishnah says as follows: Shemin Shetzof Al Gabe Yayin. You have a barrel of wine, and you have some shemen, some oil, which is floating on top. No, it's full yom b'shemen, and the full yom touches the shemen. Right? Full yom is a certain level of tumah. He went to the mikvah already, but he didn't have the hair of shemesh yet. Zokt the mishnah, so the full yom touches the shemen. Lo yipasal elo shemen buvad. The halacha is that the tefuyim he passes shuma. So the halacha is that being that his negia only touched the shemen, lepotel el shemen bovad. It means that the rabbanon shita is that the shemen and the yayin don't become mechuber. They don't become one entity. And one entity, so he touched the shemen, and he never touched the yayin. So only if he had such a tumor, which would be able to pass from the shemen to the yayin, then it could affect the yayin. But he's a tefuyim yayin, so only what he touches becomes nifsal. So he didn't touch the yayin. Of course, if he would have touched the yayin, the entire yayin, even on the bottom of the barrel, would become nifsal. But the Chacham Shita hold that Shemen and Yayin is not a Chibur. The fact that they don't mix together doesn't allow them to become a Chibur, and we view it as, you know, two separate entities that happen to be touching each other. Rabbi Yechman Uri holds that they are considered Mechuba Zelzeh. We look at it as one entity, and therefore the negia over here of the shemen is considered as a negia b'yayin, similar to that of touching the top of the barrel of wine, that it's considered a negia to the entire barrel. Therefore, Zotimah, Rabbonon Kirabbonon, the Tanakhaman or Mishnah who holds that Beis Minim, not hold like the Rabbonon. Rab Shimon Kebirchen Benuri, and Rab Shimon holds like Kebirchen Benuri. So according to Rabbi Yosef, this that Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon holds that even Beis Minim will be good, hastes Yayin and Shemin, because Yayin and Shemin is considered royal Haaretz. That's what should come out according to Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Shimon is based on the Shita of Rabbi Yechem Ben Uri holds that concerning Tumah, they're considered Chiburim Zelzeh, they're considered attached, they are considered one entity. So concerning us, that's called the Roi La'aris. Let's see the Rashi on top. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Lo'oilam Mavi Yechel Kidmei Korah. Rabbi Yosef going back, no, that they are talking, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon are talking about the same case. And the question was, how is it possible that according to Shimon it will be one Eruv? The answer to that is Hashem Kerab Yechanan Tzvirilei. We were assuming all this time at Abban and Shita, the Yayin Shemin is not really the Arif, it can't become one entity at all. On that, the Gemara says, true, that's the Rabban and Shita, but Reb Shimon in our Mishnah could hold like Rabbi Yechanan Uri. So, Rashi Shemesh Etzof. We have Shemin which is floating on top of Yayin, Vishal Tru Mahin. So that's what the Gemara wants to have according to this, that we can explain the Shimon Shita even by Yayin and Shemin, in we can make one sheet of out of this, since it's Roy Le'iruv. But now let's just Cheshbon Ois over here what we have. The Gemara Mitzchila, Rav told us that Tanaka Mashit is Masti Bikli Echad, Beis Kalim, the fact that it's Roy La'arav is not enough. Right? This is what Abai wanted to be Madche, and Abai said the sort of Roy La'arav, that should be enough. But in truth, Rav is saying that Roy La'arav is not enough. And therefore, even if you have Yayin B'Yayin, it must be Bikli Echad. And that was in the Reisha in the Sefer. The Reisha is Bikli Echad, that it helps because I need that it's actually Mu'uruf. And Beis Kalim, even if it's Minim, that Roy La'arav, it's good. Now, according to this, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says that they're both good. That means Reb Shimon's coming to say that Beis Kalim is good if it's Roy La'arif. That's what he's coming to say. Beis Kalim, however, the Gemara wasn't ready to accept that because the Gemara thought that Yayin Hashem is not even Roy La'arif. So on that, that's what Rabbi Yosef is helping us out with, that even Yayin Hashem is Roy La'arif. And therefore, if you hold that Roy La'arif is enough, even though it's in Beis Kalim, so then it'll be good even Yayin and Shemin. This is how you can understand the Gemara. Now there's a question over here. La'aloch. If you want to take a Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Pei Vav. Simin Shin Pei Vav Siv Gimel. See, the last line on the page over here in Sif Gimu, what, you see where it is? Vesh Nun Hei, is it, you have the same page as I do?
It's on 5
of
the
left. Vesh Nun Hei. What,
it's wrong? No, it's
all missing.
Okay. Ramo. See the Ramo over here, the last line on the page. Hago. Vafilo hoyu mishutif im shcheinav bischoyra. These are the more. Vafilo hoyu mishutif im shcheinav bischoyra. He's a partner with his neighbors in merchandise. Zeb yan and zeb shemen. Ein tzorach lehishtatif. It's not necessary to be mishtatif. Vuhu shiyeh bikli echad. As long as it's in one kli. You hear? There are more tasking over here, and we see this is a tour based on Nishita's tour, that even if it's the Zebiyan, then it's good, ain't so the shtatif, as long as it's Bikli Echad. So whose Shiti is this? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Look, Mishnah Berurah, the second to last line. Even though they're two separate meanings, since they are in one kli, it's considered this and it's all in one kelim. The merchandise from all three people. Avo b'shnei kelim. However, were to be two kelim, afil mahaya shutzis kulim b'min echad. Even if the shutzis would be b'min echad, yayin oishemin. If it was not in one keli, even if the merchandise was the same min, uchagav megam came lay behind, that wouldn't help. So now he makes mention to the what Rashi mentioned before over there. He saw the Rashi. But Afa got the level to mention samachadalit hisdam mevud upon mutar afilu b'shnei kelim shom. Even though it's mevud that sometimes you could have two kelim. Over this talking about when originally it was collected for that purpose. So then, but over here, things were not put originally for a shita, if it was for business purposes. Now, this is what we have to see. Vida. The haramo nimshach bazeh achada tatur. Very important over here. Right? Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that even though definitely b'derech klal, he passed like Ramo, whatever Ramo says, he passed him. But over here, this is of the exceptions that the right poskim don't pass like this Ramo. And therefore, this Ramo is nidchis me'alocha. But that Ramo nimshach b'zeh achadah satur. Like he brings, like mentions, this is a tour. Aval roi v'poiskim cholkim al zeh. Roi v'poiskim argue on this. If you look over here in the Shartzin, in Sifkot Yudches, tells us who we're talking about, the Rambam, the Rashi is for, v'chein hiskim bozer ul da'at Rambam. This is the roi v'poiskim that we're talking about, all these Rishonim, they argue. V'daitam, and they hold, the b'yayin v'shemen, shnei shnei minim, yayin and shem, which are two minim, she'ein ruin l'sarev yachad, not royal l'sarev, afil k'shohim rovim b'kli echad, even if they're actually poured into one keli, gam ken ein semch and aleim v'ein shittus. You can't be semch. V'ayim b'bi aloch. Ayim b'bi aloch. Now, it would seem to be l'choyra, now we'll see the b'bi aloch b'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll get to that, but let's just see what we have over here. It would seem to be that there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, and you'll see in the Rishonim talking about this, that Pshitas Rav, when he says that you need kliyachod, and the difference in the Mishnah really is kliyachod and shnei kelim, so according to him, is it sufficient just to have the kliyachod? And now it doesn't make a difference, right? Whether it's minech or shnei minim. Because the truth is, the Mishnah is the Shnei Minim Minech is not really the point in the Mishnah at all. Right? We just picked the case of Shnei Minim just to let someone ask them it's Beis Kalim. But today, the real Chiluk is Kli Echad and Beis Kalim. So according to that if you have, as long as you have the Kli Echad, that's Mastik, and that's what the Torah says. Therefore, even if it's Beis Minim, Kli Echad is Mastik. Right? Or else, that this Shitas Rav holds that you need a Kli Echad is that's even after you have the Min Echad. If you have the Min Echad, which is Rela Arif, he holds then, but then it has to actually be Mu'urav in one Kli. But if you have Beis Kalim, if you have Beis Minim, I'm sorry, then even one Kli is not going to help you. So according to this, which is the Shitas Rav's place, there are two conditions that you have to have Min Echad, which could be Nisar, and then you have to actually have them be Kli Echad to be Mu'uruz. Therefore, it's not going to help you even Kli Echad if it's Beis Minim. Right? And this is what Mishnah Berurah says over here, that the Shittas Rav Poskim is like that, and therefore, l'halochom, we're not going to be Semich on a Kli Echad to help us with Beis Minim.
The Shittas Rav Shimon is not Negev. Right?
Well, it seems to be that the Goin makes a cheshbin with this, that it's possible that the Shitas Hatur is passing like a Shimon according to Rabbi Yosef. In other words, Rabbi Yechem ben Uri holds that Yain and Shimon is Yeroy La'ara.
Yes,
therefore, what?
Yes,
right. Right, right, and that's what tikkun about that, to know how to had a chesed that is. But this is the you mentioned that, and there is such a mahalach like that, that the point is what we're being about right now is that possibly what the Shita Satur is not really arguing to say that Kli Echad is enough, even though it's Beis Minim, but maybe he holds that that's also considered Min Echad, because the fact that it's Roi La'arev, like Shita Rebecha Menuri in the Mishnah Tful Yayim, that he holds that Yayin and Shemen, when they're put together, are considered Mechubar. Now let's see over here, let's just see if we can chaperain over here, the Bir Halacha. Starts on the other side of the page. Lezeh b'yayin ulezeh b'shemen. Ayin mishnebura masha kasavnu. The Rav Mechokam of Shita Satur, that many argue on the Shita Satur shehem divrei haramo b'kan, which is really the basis of the Shita Ramo that's brought over here. Chem matzot b'al goyankif shehizkim l'das hachokim. And Dr. Mishnebura, Dr. Bialocha, that I found in Goyanke, which is a famous, important faith from Sefer Zerivin, that he was masking Malocha to the Das HaChokim because of Shom Oid. And in Goyanke says another thing based on this. The Mistava, the Lav Dafka Yayin Vishemen, the Loi, not only Yayin Vishemen won't be good, Bikli Echad, El Afilu Min Echad. Even if you have a minechad in one kli, but if it's the type of thing, we'll see, that can't become mixed to become one entity, then it's also not a minechad. Now, let's say you have two kikoros. That's not going to help us. Because even though it's minechad, but it's two separate entities. This that the poskim say that minechad it's not necessary. Elo b'kigoyin mashkin de ma'arvi b'yachad. We're only talking about mashkin, that the ma'arvi b'yachad. So then the minechad will help that they'll become one entity. But not from ma'arvim that don't become, they don't mix. Definitely you could. I think we'll become a mini eichen. The more we had before. Of course, it doesn't mean that it always has to be with one entity. Of course, if you collect separate things, but if it was all collected with shem shita, that'll help. But originally they were just, it was merchandise. And then now they want to rely on it. So then that's when we have this halacha over here that it has to be mu'ur, that has to become one entity. That's loy mahani. El b'kikoyin mina mashkin shemisav madodi. This is where we have the halacha doesn't help only by liquid things which they misav together. V'afilo da'at ha'tur di'ayim v'shem gam kei mahani b'kli echad shani hosom de'afgav v'shnei minim him akopal misavi. See, he mentions over here in the tour this sad that even according to the tour, but that's also speaking about something which is misarif. Like he mentions in the brackets, Kibruch Menuri the Amar Shneim Chibim Zolze Nufuyim Biayin Pasar Hashemen. The loy came be yovesh, but something which is a dover yovesh, Sheim misarif klal, that is not going to help. This is all quote from the Gonyankin, that's poshut, that if you have a basket full of kikoros, loaves of bread, and tfuyoyim touches one of them, that's poshut that it won't puffle the other one. Alma dechad kli loy mash b'luhu chibur. The mere fact that it's in one kli doesn't, it's not going to join them together. Therefore, if it's something which can't become nis'arif into one entity, then it's definitely not going to help, even though it's min echad. It's Master Ha'orah that the Goyim Yankov is telling us that when we talk about Menachem, but let's understand what the Menachem has to accomplish. The Menachem has to accomplish the fact that it becomes one thing. Right? That's why Yayin Yayin helps. Therefore, he says that even if you have a Menachem, but it's of the nature of things that don't be joined to become one thing, then even a Menachem, Bikli Echad, won't help. It'll have the same promise as it takes me.